lest we forget. There is the genuine grief of those who have lost loved ones, not only in the distant past, but also in more recent conflicts. Often when soldiers have entered a country as peacekeepers, not expecting to have to fight. Remembrance Sunday brings together our desire for peace and the gospel message of peace with the reality of the death and suffering that war brings. I remember an army chaplain that I taught on a master's course at Cardiff University, writing his thesis about the chaplain as both a prophet and a priest. Almost a schizophrenic person, he said. He said, "I'm a prophet of Christ, bringing a challenge to live as those who bring the love and forgiveness of Christ to every person they meet, but also who may be called upon to go out at the command of their government to protect and kill in war." He said, "I will preach the gospel of forgiveness and reconciliation in the chapel and conduct a drumhead Eucharist, praying for protection and courage for those who will go into battle." Chaplains with the soldiers in their pastoral care realize that they are involved in a three-theater action: peacemakers fighting an enemy, peacekeepers seeking to make peace between warring factions, and as those who would shape a new peace, providing aid for those who are the victims of war. And today we remember those who have been injured or have given their lives in doing these things, both in the past and in the present. Lest we forget. The Gospel of Jesus faces us with countercultural messages. We have read the Beatitudes from the Sermon on the Mount, in which Jesus speaks of who and what are blessed by God. Those who mourn about the state of the world, the humble, the merciful, and the peacemakers. The New Testament commentator of the 1960s, J.B. Phillips, suggested a contrasting set of beatitudes by which the world now lives. Happy are the pushers, for they get on in the world. Happy are the hard-boiled, for they never let life hurt them. Happy are those who complain, for they get their own way in the end. Happy are the blasé, for they never worry about their sins. Happy are the slave drivers, for they get results. Happy are the knowledgeable men of the world, for they know their way around. Happy are the troublemakers, for they make people take notice of them. The Beatitudes express quite plainly that God views the world through a different set of lenses. We could see the Sermon on the Mount as the triumph of the victims, rather than the survival of the fittest, or the richest, or the most powerful. Jesus' new way sets new standards of behavior, which demonstrate our character. In the life of the new people of God, we will see a reversal of values, Jesus' followers will question what the world values the most and prize what the world thinks pitiable and worthless. Different set of values. Turning the other cheek rather than aggressive action doesn't come naturally to any of us. However, we must not misunderstand Jesus' words. These are no benedictions for misfortune and poverty, but rather that in contrast with what Jesus is offering, even the most magnificent banquet and the greatest wealth will be a diet of bread and water. I recall an appraisal of the consumerist world, which suggested that a new disease was sweeping North America. It's called affluenza. The American dream says to be happy, you need to get lots of money. Well, they've got lots of money, but they have not found happiness. Affluenza. Those who are blessed are those who approach Jesus, follow and trust, without being distracted by the desire for power, control, and wealth. It is an upside-down kingdom that we hear from the lips of Mary and that we will hear being read as we approach Christmas. This is what Mary sang. From now on, all generations will call me blessed. For the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is his name. His mercy extends to those who fear him from generation to generation. He has performed mighty deeds with his arm. He has scattered those who are proud in their inmost thoughts. He has brought down rulers from their thrones. He has lifted up the humble. He has filled the hungry with good things, but he has sent the rich away empty. The religious leaders of Jesus' day found this difficult to reconcile with their understanding of the Old Testament, which suggested that political and military victory, wealth and long life were signs of God's blessing. But these were contradicted by God's prophets, who called Israel not to depend on these things, but to depend on God alone. But we may have sympathy with the misinterpretation of God, which is consistent with the politics of the land in which we live, the politics of the West. Yet we are accountable for our lives. We are living in one of the world's richest nations, and we hear Jesus' words, to whom much is given, much is required. Be it in addressing climate change or in distributing COVID vaccines. It is in Christ that we find life in all its fullness. In Christ we find contentment. Lest we forget. We're invited to be part of God's kingdom, which may seem insignificant, but Christ will build his church. However, this comes with a cost. It involves self-sacrifice, and it is an upside-down kingdom where the first are last and the last first, where the poor possess the kingdom, the meek inherit the earth, and the peacemakers are called the children of God. On this Remembrance Sunday, we remember all who have suffered and are suffering because of war. We give thanks for those who have brought peace, who have defended the weak, and sought reconciliation rather than enmity between peoples. We are glad that we live now in a country at peace and that we are not called to fight. Yet we realize as Christians that fighting and war, even when we believe that we are in the right, is not God's perfect way, lest we forget. As we pray for God's comfort for those affected by war, we hear the words of Scripture as we ask, "What should I do? What does the Lord require of you but to do justice and to love kindness and to walk humbly with your God?" Lest we forget. Let us stand and sing together hymn number 456. "Make me a channel of your peace, where there is hatred, let me bring your love."